Everyone, to talk deactivation, I think it is October 20th, 2009. I want to continue what we started discussing last week, which was what the ascension process really is. And a very simple way to describe the ascension process is that we're moving from a carbon-based energetic field on the planet to a crystalline-based consciousness. And we're going to talk more in detail about what that means. I know that Yogi Bhajan used to like to always talk to us about how when we felt under pressure and we complained, how we were becoming diamonds, and that it took pressure to make diamonds from coal. So I think that's what's happening right now in this ascension process, that yes, there's a lot of pressure, and we are being pressurized, and there's a lot of changes, a lot of things are happening, things may appear to be difficult, and there's a lot of difficulties happening on the planet, a lot of challenges. And if we can hold the overview vision that the pressure is creating a crystalline structure out of the coal of carbon, and that we're all learning how to become multifaceted, multi-dimensional, and shine in many dimensions, then I think that forms the basis for our understanding for this time frame. And we started last week talking about how that's happening in relationship to the crystals on the planet. So as we're moving into a crystalline structure of consciousness, the crystals on the planet, these nine Atlantean master crystals that we started talking about last week, are being activated. And with our energies, with our meditations, with our frequencies, we're helping to ground in the waves of light that are coming in to activate those crystals. The energies coming in, as we talked about before, from the central sun, the main central sun that's beyond the sun that we see on our planet. This is what we talked about, is the planets being lined up with the central sun of the galaxy, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, planet Earth. And now we're receiving these waves of energy, pulses of energy. And as we do our chants and our meditation, we're helping to put this energy into a crystalline form. And us helping to activate that pure light energy into this crystalline form with the chanting that we're doing, because the chants are a code, like a crystalline code, that's helping to activate the crystals in the center of the planet. So this is a really exciting way that we're able to participate, and as we participate, of course, we all get the benefits too. So, as Yogi Bhajan used to tell us, as you serve, so shall you be served. So I hope everybody's, you know, enjoying these higher frequencies and the benefits of this crystalline energy. The way the crystalline energy is being formulated is that, as an example, the studies done by Professor Emoto on the water, where he took the pictures of the water before they had a certain thought form, or they meditated on the water with a thought form such as love or light or courage. A lot of the water that was polluted or came from polluted sources just looked very blobby. And after they held the water and energized the water with certain thought forms, and the water, they photographed it, the water attained a very beautiful crystalline structure like a snowflake. And that's literally what we're doing with our meditation, with our chanting. We're restructuring the thought forms on the planet, the grid on the planet, to a higher frequency. The reference point is that in the time of Atlantis, which was 10,000 plus years ago, that they had these master crystals on the planet at that time in the continent of Atlantis, and the crystals were misused. In other words, they would put the wrong codes into the crystals, and they literally caused these crystals to cause volcanic action, which of course made Atlantis break up. So we have an opportunity again. We're recycling again. We're coming back to a time when we have an opportunity to use these beautiful light energies, these crystalline energies, for ascension, to raise the planet to a higher frequency. And said that many people who are here now were also incarnated on Atlantis. And I have worked with people, including myself, who were working on Atlantis with the crystals at that time. So this time frame could also evoke lots of feelings and memories. And sometimes if you have feelings, you may have really intense feelings. And it could be feelings, flashbacks, or just energetic flashbacks, even if you don't have the memories from another time. So that's part of what's happened as we have a chance to move into the higher frequencies and not use the crystals for destruction this time. This crystalline energy in Atlantis was used as their power source, and we're using this crystalline energy now. Not only could it be used as a source for power on the planet, like electricity, but it's also fueling us. This crystalline energy is also fueling us. So it has wider applications than we understand at this time. So we're really thinking about the structure. As I said, when we chant, that creates a structure. It creates a code or a God code. And it helps us activate our higher selves, our God selves. We're part animal, part human, part divine. So what happened on Atlantis is the people at that time became very identified. There were certain groups of people. There was a group of people that became very identified with the animal form, and they became too attached to their physical form and lost their connection with their divine self and with the divine codes, with the higher frequencies, with the laws of the universe, with the connection with the Creator. And that's what's commonly termed the fall of Atlantis, the fall of civilization. And now we're redoing that. Now we're remembering who we are. We're remembering that we are divine co-creator beings. And we're moving into the memory of that. That's what the ascension is that we're experiencing at this time. So as we go into this time frame, the thoughts that we have to become coherent crystalline thought forms. As an example, Rama Dasa, or thoughts that come out of love or compassion. And as we move into these higher thought forms, like love or compassion or forgiveness, those types of, that's what I mean by higher thought forms, now we're moving into the crystalline energy. So it's really as simple as that. So you'll notice that your alignment, your frequency can get adjusted. So if you're feeling kind of out of sorts or disconnected, you know, sit down and take a breath. We talked about chanting Om Namo. And get aligned with these higher codes, these higher thought forms. And you'll help activate and align with the crystalline structure that's being put in place on the planet. So I want to talk a little bit more about these 9 Atlantean master crystals that I just mentioned at the end of the call, the last time. These master crystals are now being awakened. They're being awakened to aid in the planetary ascension. The heart center crystal that's holding the heart frequency on the planet is actually in Arkansas. It's the Arkansas Crystalline Vortex. There's a huge area. Everybody knows that Arkansas has crystals, but there's a huge crystalline vortex and a vortex portal under Arkansas also, under the land there, under the earth. And this is holding the heart chakra energy of the planet. So this Atlantean energy, the beings that were working with the Atlantean crystals at the time of Atlantis are now helping to activate these crystals. And some of them are in body, and maybe some of them are us, and some of them are beings that are out of the body, and I don't know exactly what forms they are, but we'll just call them helper beings, or if you want to call them beings that are of the angelic kingdom, or beings that are different spirits. Whatever we want, I'm not sure, but there's a whole group of beings that are working to activate these crystals. And we also talked about the emerald crystal of healing, and that crystal is helping to keep everything calm through all the chaos. So even when there's chaos there's still a place where you can tune in to calm energy on the planet, and that's really important to know at this time. And then we talked about the Om Crystal of Mount Shasta, which is an interdimensional frequency channel. So if you go to Shasta, you know, you heard people talking about UFOs and ETs. That's the Shasta energy. And the Golden Crystal in Brazil, and that's the healing crystal. That's going to bring healing onto the planet. And there's a crystal of light in Lake Titicaca, and that's called the Sun Moon Crystal. And then there's the Blue Crystal of Knowledge. So those are four of the nine crystals that are being activated at this time. So these master crystals they're all portals. And we talked about making the amethyst tea, and you can see how that feels when you drink that. And you can also get just clear crystals. You can get an Arkansas crystal and try making tea with an Arkansas crystal, and that'll activate your heart chakra. Or you can try getting a little emerald crystal. You can get them at rock shops and see how that feels. So again, you can experiment with the chanting with these different crystalline frequencies. So those are the main energies that we're working with at this time. And we've talked before how the first world, we talked about the four worlds, and we're moving to the fifth world and the fifth dimension. So we're energizing the first world. It's the elemental kingdom, and we are made up from the elemental kingdom. Our body is basically elements. So as we get aligned with the crystalline energy, then we also, our body also gets energized, and that's where some of you, I think, have been noticed that you were maybe doing some cleansing and releasing these heavier frequencies so you could go back to the purity of that pure essence of who you are, that pure crystalline essence of who you are. The pure, being connected with the pure essence of who you are and being aligned with that purity and the divine laws of the universe. In the Atlantic continent, yes, the word Atlanta came from there. The Atlanteans went all over the world. Those people were unified with the consciousness of the Creator. And the people, the beings that fell, were part of the fall, were called the Sons of Belial. So we want to go back and attune ourselves with what's called the Law of One. So we're moving back into the awareness of what the universal principles, the universal laws are, that as set forth from the Creator, that we are aligning with to take our position in the universe, on the planet, as co-creators, called the Law of One. So it's being termed as a sacred pledge and a root call, root meaning, again, aligning with these elemental kingdoms. And we've taken this sacred pledge to work this time to bring in this dawn of awakening and to bring into this cycle of completion so we can remember who we are, that we really are co-creators on the planet at this time. So again, we have the Arkansas beautiful heart chakra crystal. And as we open our hearts, we move into the knowledge of these laws of the Creator so we can take our position as co-creators. We move into healing. That's the Arkansas crystals also bring healing. And we talked about these before, but then the ruby fire crystal in Bimini, that's feeling powerful from our navel chakra. And that crystal is not going to be activated till 12-12-12, but fully activated. But these are the crystals that are put in place. We talked about Brazil, which is the violet crystal of sound. So again, as you hold your amethyst crystal and chant your Rama Dasa, that will activate the sound portals. And for Mount Shasta, the Om vibration, that would be more of a clear quartz crystal, clear quartz crystal. And so if you wanted to work with that energy, the multidimensional energies would be more of the clear quartz crystals or the selenite crystals. And that was a really beautiful. I hope everybody saw that link that was sent out from Mexico with those huge, huge selenite crystals. That was so exciting. So this is some of the things that we're working with, and just really understanding that we're moving into a crystal consciousness is really exciting, and understanding what this means and how we all work with it, and how this is redefining the earth and redefining the consciousness on the earth. That's a lot of information. So I'm just going to go over a couple more little points, that basically the core of the earth is crystalline. So as we feel grounded, and we talked about the Rama Dasa, bringing our energy back down into our feet and connecting and energizing this crystalline core of the earth, it's also important information that the crystalline core of the earth is rotating clockwise on its most inner core, and then there's an outer core that's rotating counterclockwise. So this is creating an energy. This rotation is actually speeding up, and it's creating more energy on the planet. So as you might have more energy, or like some people were saying, they're not sleeping at night. That could be one reason. And these two different energies are creating an upward flow of energy. And this upward flow energizes the life force on the planet. And it helps to make us feel more physically vital, but only after we've gone through a purification. So if, again, there's toxins or things that you need to let go of, you probably won't feel that revitalization until maybe some clearings happen for you, maybe on the physical level. Wow, so this is how we're moving into this crystalline creativity thought forms. It's our greatest gift. It's our greatest teacher. And we're here to understand how to work with this and truly become the co-creators that we are. And every time you do your chanting, which is a crystalline code, and you hold your crystals and you drink your crystalline tea, you're moving closer and closer into knowing who you are as a co-creator, and then energizing that space for other people on the planet. So this is our crystalline life force, and that we're joining together to bring onto the planet. So I'm going to stop right there, and we'll take a breath, and inhaling it up all the way from the center of the earth, and then exhaling down into the center of the earth, and up into the heavens, and back down. Good. So we'll check. I'm check in. We'll let anybody that wants to share. Let me know what you want to focus on, you know, and we'll do our meditation then. And I also wanted to say that for manifestation, for people that are wanting to create, bring other things into existence in their life, what's happening right now is if you crystallize your thought forms, then that structure, the crystalline structure, is what's going to bring whatever it is that you want into being. So manifestation is really about mastering this crystalline thought process. So we can talk more about that. And if you have questions about that, we can talk about that. So if anybody there would like to share any experiences or how your week has been, or any questions or things that you're wanting to bring in, then we'll do some chanting so you can unmute to share. Is anybody there? Did I get disconnected? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Could you hear? Because I'm on a different phone this week.
Yes, I can hear perfectly clear.
Okay.
I have a question, actually. I'm teaching a lot of classes, both yoga and meditation, and I haven't started working with a Ramadasa with students yet. Because I wanted to be clear with teaching and leading meditation that I am doing it correctly. I feel comfortable for myself, but I wanted maybe some guidance on what you think we should do as teachers and for the students that are taking meditation classes or we have group meditation.
I think it's a good thing to teach them. Just imagine that, just tell them when they start with the base of their spine, that as they inhale, they're pulling the energy up from the earth. And as they bring the energy up their chakras, the Rama, Da, Sa, you pull in at the navel center, and the Sa, Se, that's at the heart, So. And at the Hung, as they open up their crown chakra, that they then come all the, then they come back down when they start the Rama, Da, Sa again, so they make a circle. Because the tendency was people were just kind of leaving their crown chakra, not regrounding, and then people were feeling really spacey. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and I have been, what I have been doing is having them ground pull light through their head into the earth, pulling back up through the earth into the heart, and really grounding, you know, grounding the light there. So that I have been doing, and I think I feel a lot better. I've been doing that for some weeks now. But I haven't taught them the Rama, Da, Sa yet because I wanted to make sure I had that right, and I think I do.
Right, yeah, okay. That sounds great. Good. So how's anybody else doing with this? Are you understanding how to use the crystalline energy for manifestation? Is that, do people understand that?
No.
Okay, all right, let's talk about that for a minute. So,
hello?
Hello,
Guru Kiran, this is Damanjit.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask about the amethyst crystal. So I remember you were saying about it last time that we can put that crystal in water and then we can drink that water, right?
Right.
And if I remember, you said between 9 to 11? It was between 9 to 11?
Between 11 and 1 because you want to get the sun, the solar energy, because we are pulling in these solar frequencies.
Right.
Right, so you want to get that solar energy.
Okay, so for 2 hours, 11 to 1, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have to be the whole 2 hours, but you want to make sure that you get at least an hour of solar energy, if you can.
At least an hour, okay.
If you can, you know, as much sun as you can.
Okay. Okay, sounds good, yeah. Thank you.
Gokran, could you elaborate a little bit more as far as what were you saying about intentions or when you place an intention? Do you do it during the meditation itself or during the chanting or when you're drinking the water or before either one of them?
Well, in terms of the amethyst crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in terms of the amethyst crystal, you want to hold the crystal in your hand and place your intention and then put your crystal in the water. So then the water's going to be energized with your crystal. And then when you take the crystal out of the water and drink your water, you can also think of your intention, but it should already be in the water.
Would that apply to any of the crystals or just the
amethyst? Any of the crystals. So you can start with the amethyst because that's for transmutation and clearing, and then if you have a selenite crystal or a clear quartz crystal, then you can try making the tea with those also and just try the different effects and see how that is for you and then have the, you know, different intentions with each one. Yeah, it depends on what your intention is. If it's something about healing or if it's something about, you know, opening up the heart or balance, you can just try. We've basically talked about the amethyst crystal and the clear quartz crystal, and then now we've started talking about the emerald crystal.
Okay, so with the emerald crystal being more of a, What's the peace?
It's more for balancing.
Balancing.
And so
if
for
you,
peace and balancing. I mean, healing's a word that can mean any different thing. It depends on what kind of healing you need, you know.
So, Guru Karen, I had a question in reference to, you know, all the different crystals that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a good idea for us to have one of those from every not all the nine areas, and so use them also?
Well, I don't know if it's possible to get crystals. Like, one of the areas is in Bolivia, and I know that a lot of crystals come out of South America. You know, so it could be a little obscure to try to find, you know, some of the crystals. But remember that the heart chakra crystal, which is the focal point crystal, is Arkansas, and there's a lot of Arkansas crystals available. So I'd say if you get an Arkansas crystal, that will be a connection to all the crystals.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And even if you're not working with crystals, it's fine. I'm just suggesting that it's good to have a crystal that helps us understand that we're moving into a crystalline structure. And is everybody familiar with Dr. Emoto's work with the water and those pictures of, because you can see them online, the
yes.
pictures of what the water looks like before they have a thought and what it looks like afterwards? That's just the energy. That's the energy that we're working with on the planet right now. We're helping to crystallize the frequency to a more beautiful frequency, and that's really what ascension is about. It's about learning our, you know, who we really are, and that the thoughts that we have and the frequencies that we put out create certain energetic patterns, and we want to move into creating the beautiful crystalline patterns. It's really, that's a simple way of talking about what we're really working with. So even if you're not specifically working with crystals, that's okay. I want you to understand the idea of it. And when you're chanting, when you're doing the Rama Dasa and the different chants and the different shabads, you're working with crystalline thought forms. So that's why that's so important. You're putting out the crystalline light forms with your chanting, with your singing and your shabbats. So, does anybody else have any experiences of what they're, do you feel yourself kind of getting more crystallized or maybe more clear about some things that you want to do? That's another way to talk about being more crystallized. You have more clarity about, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or this is what I need to do now. Even if it could just be in a moment, you're kind of asking your higher self or asking spirit, you know, what would be the best thing for me to do right now? And you're noticing that you're getting some clarity about things. Is anybody noticing that? That's an example of working with crystalline energy. Anybody have that feeling?
I feel, this is Emma,
uh-huh.
I definitely feel more clear, really clear,
uh-huh.
The past 2 weeks more so, but I just feel like very focused and very clear, and it's like, I don't know, I can't really explain it, it's like my focus is like a laser.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And I know
yeah.
exactly what I want to do, and it's like right there,
uh-huh.
and because I'm teaching a lot right now too, which always keeps more focus. It doesn't get better than that when you're just teaching yoga and
yeah,
meditation most of your day.
Teaching helps you keep clear, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really good, and I just feel like I have the energy to do more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And just be out there more and more and more. So I'm really getting, I feel like I'm getting a lot of help and a lot of guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like I'm disappearing, but I'm more active. I don't know how to explain it.
No, that's a beautiful description of crystalline energy, where you're feeling more clarity and you're kind of going into that frequency. That's a perfect description of ascension of the fifth dimension. You're more here, but you're more merged into the frequency.
Sure, Karen, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I feel more focused all the time. My mind doesn't wander as much, and when it does, it quickly grasps that it has and turns it back around a lot quicker. It doesn't take as long.
Mm-hmm.
I notice that I'm more directed as if I'm being guided more. I feel that presence of being guided.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And there's a lot of times when, especially I think when I wake up in the morning, that grogginess that used to be there, it's not there as much.
Mm-hmm.
I automatically wake up and I know exactly where it is I'm going and what it is I'm going to do, even without really giving thought to it. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if I'm being led.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's fun. Wonderful.
Yes, and we were going to go, we were also saying last week that you can tune in with the Om Namo. So does everybody on this call know the Om Namo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll tune in with that, and then we'll do the Rama Dasa as a group. And what we'll do is we'll just hold the field of healing for the planet with the Rama Dasa, because this is all about healing the mother and the mother energy in ourselves, and healing the earth, awakening the feminine, all those things that we started talking about on the first few calls. So the Om, I think everybody knows, but the Om takes you into the infinite, into infinity, out of the body, merges you into the all. The Om takes you into the body and into the earth. So the O-N-G is the feminine, the activation, the Adi Shakti. So Namo, of course, is the name. We name it. We bring it into the crystalline structure, into the light of the divine. Okay. Yes, go ahead. Okay, does anybody want to share anything about that? The Om Namo? Are you aware that when you chant the Om Namo, that it brings you into, like, into your body and, like, a crystalline structure? That's an example of a crystalline structure. I don't want to get too abstract, because some people get, you know, crystals, I don't know what that means, but I'm trying to give a frame of reference. So when you chant Om Namo, that brings you into a crystalline structure in your body. And it's a good thing when, before you chant Om Namo, to think about what your intention is. It could be for healing for yourself, or healing for the planet, or to be more clear. But go ahead and put your thought. Go ahead and put your thought forms out, you know, in your mind, and that will help you manifest what it is you want. Before you do the Om Namo, you know, think about that, and then you'll activate that. So this is learning how to work with ourselves as co-creators. Okay, is everybody ready? We'll move into doing a little chanting then. All right, so we'll do Om Namo. And then we'll do Rama Dasa. So, are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, so here we go. Inhale. Rama. Inhale, and spread your healing energy around the planet, activating the grid, and exhale, and inhale, bring healing energy to anybody in need that you know, and exhale, and bring healing energy to yourself. Feeling your feet, wiggling your toes, energy all the way up to your third eye, your crown chakra, and letting it go, letting it go, letting it go. Beautiful. Good. If a couple people would like to share what's going on with them, how they feel, how the meditation works for them, that'd be great. And then complete the call in a couple of minutes. So, is anybody still there in the meditation? Or did everybody drift off? That was sweet. I enjoyed it.
My hands started burning, especially my right hand, while we were chanting. Got some healing energy going. Beautiful.
I actually feel very calm right now.
Yeah. I feel a lot of calmness too.
And it's very interesting too, Karen, because today I was felt a little bit hectic, and as soon as I put on my emerald ring, I just went into a place of calmness.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
And then you mentioned what you mentioned today. I'm like, wow, isn't that amazing?
I feel a lot of energy around my head right now. But I've been feeling it off and on all day today. I don't know if it was in anticipation of this call or not, but I've been dealing off and on with sinus headaches.
Oh.
And this week, actually, when I did meditate on it, the thought came into my mind, neti pot. So I went and bought one, and I've been using it, and it's been a lot better. But today, for some reason, when I woke up, I just felt all this energy around my head, and as we were doing the Ramadasa, I felt it even stronger today. It's more like it's a comfortable energy. It's more beautiful than it is. It's not bothering me. I'm really enjoying the feeling.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I'm feeling more energy around my head too. Almost like I'm seeing it around you. Almost like a light blue sort of aura, like this beautiful, like almost like a halo. Very beautiful fifth dimensional energy that I'm seeing, color. I think it has to do with accessing the higher frequencies.
It's funny, I think it was last week as I was walking, I actually found the blue, I didn't really look at it as being a crystal, it was more like a blue clear stone, and I found it and picked it up, and I thought about it, wow, for me to find something like that surprised me, and I remember holding it, and I put it away in one of my shirt pockets, so I still have it.
Wow, beautiful, excellent. That's wonderful. Yeah, I really feel that. Well, I really feel everybody's energy just energizing the beautiful heart chakra grid, and I feel our higher selves just really happy, and other beings, known and unknown, that are helping to bring in this energy too, can all connecting us together. So everybody's doing a beautiful, beautiful job. Thank you.
Hi, Gurkaran. This is Norma from Boston.
Oh, hi, Norma.
I'm one of the loggers. I haven't gotten a crystal, and I've been doing a little of the Ramadasa, but I want to get more into, you know, it's been really hard for me to get anything done. So I'm hoping, and I can get some support from the group to get motivated and, you know, be able to share some good things, you know, with you guys. So I want this week to be able to get a crystal and every day to, you know, at least do some of the Ramadasa meditation.
Okay, beautiful. So let's all hold that intention for Norma, that she's able to do Ramadasa this week and at least get a crystal. So let's all hold that. I'm going to clear the midline, clear the field, so everybody can clear the field. So you bring your hand up above your head. Your right hand, fingers pointing straight forward and then down to the earth. And you can do this any time when you set an intention to clear the field, everybody. Okay, now we now see Norma meditating, doing Ramadasa, and able to get crystal this week. Good. That
Thank
feels
you.
A lot better. So
yeah.
Be it, and so it is. It is done. It is done. It is done. Beautiful, Norma.
Thank you. And I'll give you feedback next week.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, would anybody else like a clearing? Okay, we're just going to do a clearing on holding the space for the group so everybody can keep doing their Ramadasas and get a crystal if you don't have one. And keep getting clear with your intentions. And if anybody has any healing, clearing that comes up, that it's cleared quickly. And, you know, keep staying in the system and in holding this beautiful frequency on the planet. It's so valuable and so needed at this time. So thank you, everybody. I'm feeling that energy being anchored in right now. I'm feeling how powerful and beautiful you all are. And I really appreciate it, and I'm so grateful for everyone. So thank you. Good, that's it. Okay, wiggle your toes, we're here. We're bringing the higher frequencies onto the planet. Thank you. Beautiful light and peace. Okay, good. Let's take a breath. Inhale. And exhale, and we'll close with a Sat Nam. Sat. Beautiful. Good. And bring that energy into your heart, into your bodies, and down into the earth. Aligning with the mother. Beautiful, everybody. Okay. Well, I will see everybody next week at the same time. And we'll continue.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll all talk to each other on the Yahoo group, and we'll keep going. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.